Skeletor to King Randor! Skeletor to King Randor! Come in, you royal boob!
You're an idiot.
It's the Week in Review. Now to introduce your host, starting off with Vixen Jade.
His belly and make those ladies at the retirement home wipe their bedpans. Ed Cannon, boom boom.
Yeah, baby. Yeah.
Two chicks at the same time, man.
Pinky, are you pondering what I'm pondering?
I think so, Brain. But how can you have a duck dynasty if none of the people are ducks?
God damn it, Pinky! Can't you get at least one fucking thing right?
Not from our original time slot, but welcome guys to the Weekend Review. I am Vixen J, and next to me is my co-host,
Raze. What a Z.
And we are back from an amazing time at PDQ.
Of course, tonight we also have a new douchebag out there. Some did you know about some cups? What did Kevin Smith think about his weight loss and some sharks? Yosakura stops by tonight, and of course, all the nerdy info and a special tribute to the man of Nintendo.
This is DJ FaZe, and you're listening to another episode of the Week in Review, only on the EON Network.
What's up, Vixen?
What is up, FaZe?
Not much.
Great. Not used to being here on a Thursday.
No, not
it's
at
funny,
all.
It's funny, I walked into the studio, right, and the lady that usually cleans the bathrooms or whatever, she's like, pero que pasa aquí? I'm like, You know.
It happens.
What's up, guys? Again, welcome to the Weekend Review. We have so many things to talk about.
Yes.
So let's start until our guest of honor calls.
Well, let's give out some shout-outs. I want to give a shout-out on Twitter to ToughZZ from Tough Enough. This man is funny. He's Gator Nation from the Bayou. I like him. He's a pretty cool guy. And I, you know, told him we have him going all the way. And he favorited it on Twitter, so good job on that.
Oh, he finally got favorited.
Whatever. I also want to give a shout-out to George_Cage81, who is the man who...
He is the host of the most at PDQ.
Yes, so that was very cool. We're going to be talking about that later on. And, of course, you have a special birthday.
I have a very special birthday for a very special 11-year-old that has touched all of our hearts. And he's the biggest Miami Dolphin fan out there. We are talking about Jordan. Happy birthday, little man.
Of course, if you guys want to call in on the show, it's very simple. All you have to do is dial 516-387-1667. And, of course, you can always visit our website, www.elementsandice.com.
Yes. Instagram is SmokeSignal.
Yeah, you can tweet us on EON_network with all your questions, your tweets, your comments, your whatever. If you like us, that's cool.
If you don't,
Oh well. But it was a very interesting weekend and week so far for us.
Yes.
We had a lot of cool stuff that we did. Basically.
We survived Kennedy Jones.
Yes, we did.
At Club C. I must admit, that was my first mosh pit ever, and I don't think I will ever do a mosh pit again.
Why not?
Let's see. I'm under 5'4", and I was in flats. I wasn't in heels. And I don't know why, but the DJs that are playing jump around, and they were jumping around, and you got elbowed in the head.
Yes.
I got stepped on. I was pretty much jumped on. I don't even know how I got out of there, but nonetheless, Kennedy Jones was amazing.
The cool stuff I also want to say about Kennedy Jones is that he gave a shout-out to one of our favorite local artists, Big and Slim! Who we're actually going to... We actually have an interview.
I actually was able to interview them right as soon as I got off from the DJ booth.
That interview is going to be played on Monday, because I was going to do translations tomorrow, but I'm changing it to Monday because I'm way too...
Out of it?
Yes, I'm out of it. So we played on Monday. We're going to put it on our website.
Love Big and Slim.
Yes.
And because of Big and Slim, I was introduced to three up-and-coming artists in the EDM world. And I think it's awesome, and we were even talking about this right after Steam, that how we're all in this for the love of the music, how we're all pushing each other up. Whoever's up is going to, you know, push the rest of us up. And that's why I love our show. I mean, we are practically the voice for the up-and-comers out there, for the local artists, for the local dancers. You know, you have a talent. We want to push you. We want to give you your 5 minutes of fame.
Well, the cool thing is that another thing that's cool is today at 9 a.m. was the release of Early Birds for Life in Color.
Yes, it was. And we're almost sold out of Early Birds, people.
So get your tickets now before they go up in price. Once the Early Birds go away, it's simple. Use promo code EON and you'll save on your tickets.
So. I just got a tweet that says, next time you're in a mosh pit, hit him in the balls.
Wow. Yeah, pretty
I'll
much.
Remember that. Yes, I will. I will definitely remember that.
Oh, my God. You know what? I'm dying to see if they ever bring back phone parties.
We should bring back phone parties.
Because there you actually feel things getting touched everywhere, and you don't know if you're touching exactly that.
That.
Balls or
ew.
Boobs or
I don't even think I want to whatever. Do that anymore.
No, no.
All right, so besides Kennedy Jones on Saturday, we had Bacoy on Friday.
Yes, and which is also this Friday again.
For Control.
Yes.
But if you look at the logo, the O has that little, like, O with a stick in the middle, which means no. So technically,
we're not in control.
You, we're telling you not to be in control.
No.
Just let go.
No. Just let go and do it all. Everybody is free on our list. The EON at the door. It's basically everyone's free until 12:30, and then of course drink 2-for-1 drinks until 12. So it's a pretty cool party. We actually have our guest on the line.
Yes, we have our guest of honor. Yay! Hello, Asakura.
Hi. How you guys doing?
You know, I really love running into you all over Miami.
Yeah. it's really actually kind of interesting how we keep bumping into each other at every event almost.
Seriously. And at PDQ of all places.
Yeah, I know, right? I'm like, all right, we're just randomly out here. Mind you, I didn't even remember we had that event until yesterday. And so I was like, all right, let me just go. And then when I went, I'm like, okay, fine. I mean, I bump into you guys. I'm like, wait a minute. I know them from somewhere. But I wasn't able to hear your voice. I was able to hear his voice. And I was like, he sounds familiar. I know it. And for some reason, Batman came to mind. But because I didn't hear you. But,
oh, did we lose him again? No!
No. I'm here. Are you hello?
Are you here? Because I'm like, this is the second time we talked to him.
I know. Actually, you guys caught me right in the middle of, well, I mean, you didn't catch me. I'm right in the middle of going to the hospital. Uh-oh. Because I'm donating a piece of my artwork to someone that's in the hospital.
That is awesome.
Nice. So,
good positive karma points right there. That is so cool.
It's a very long, long story, but otherwise, how have you guys been doing? You guys have been awesome, I see.
Yeah, it's been great.
It was so funny because I was interviewing a parent, and all of a sudden I see you walk out, and in the middle of the interview I go, is that a Sakura? And I just walked away from the mom. Like, I literally just walked away from her. And I apologize to the mom if you're listening. I am so sorry.
It was really fun. PDQ, that was the first time I've done an event like that.
And you'll be returning for the Teen Titan event.
Of course, because when we were there, all the kids, you know, the guy that was in there, this guy's super awesome. Of course, he's trying to feel out, so what's the next thing we should have? What's the next thing we should do? And so all the kids are in there, and he's like, all right, so who wants to see a Batman versus Superman? The kids are like, yeah. And then it's like, who wants to see Super Mario on Nintendo night? Yeah! But then when he asked, who wants to see a Teen Titans night?
Yeah, that was crazy.
The kids went bananas. I'm like, uh-oh.
Here it is,
now,
Teen Titans
me
night.
Being me being usually the tallest guy in the group and the black guy, I'm going to have to do Cyborg now. And it's like, uh-oh, here we go.
That is going to be a cool event. Like, we were telling everybody that it's such a cool concept to have a family-oriented restaurant with different themes to bring families together. I mean, all the parents were fun. The food was great. You guys are awesome. On point with your costumes, as always.
Well, thank you. As a matter of fact, we put that dregs together in, like, an hour.
No way.
Like, there was no – I didn't even have a bald cap, legit. I got there – and the guy JJ, as a matter of fact, he's the one who asked me to do it a month ago.
Uh-huh.
But when he said, okay, it's going to be on July 15th, I'm like, okay, no problem, I'll be there. And me not really thinking, you know, July 15th is on a Wednesday, I'm like, I work Wednesdays. So then he's like, hey, what's going on? You ready to be dragged? So I'm like, yeah, sure, when is it? Tonight. I'm like, what?
Tonight. Oh, no.
Tonight's Wednesday. Oh, wait, it's the 15th. So I was just like, oh, okay, well, all right, we got to get this going. So my partner with Unlikely Heroes, Connie, Neo Anime Girl, she's like, all right, let's go. We got a little bit of green paint left, so we managed to stretch that out. Then we drove all the way from Fort Lauderdale down to, like, Miami near Kendall, like that, yeah. Mm-hmm. And then when I get in there now, I don't have the ball cap ready. So we met JJ, who was Star-Lord, in the parking lot. He's like, he wants to sneak me in because he doesn't want the kids to see me before I'm done. So I'm walking under his Star-Lord jacket, which is, like, the longest trench coat in the world. And all I can see is his feet in front of me because I'm following him because I have my head covered. But all I'm hearing is, Star-Lord, Star-Lord, Star-Lord. I'm like, little do they know, they're just dragged under here. So we get in the bathroom, and we start putting on the ball cap. And when I walked out, it was just pandemonium all over the place. It's like, what, they got dragged too? Like, yep, they got dragged too.
I mean, the energy was just awesome. To see all those little kids and the parents happy, it's all worth it.
Indeed. And that right there, I think, is going to start a new chain of things that I'm going to get involved with.
Yes, definitely. Yeah. I think it's awesome how we're bringing cosplay, you know, into a family-oriented circumstance.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. Like, I don't know if you guys remember, I spoke about a time when I was doing Piccolo at an event. I mean, not an event. I was at the Dolphin Mall, and the kid came up to me, didn't speak any Spanish, didn't speak any English at all. You remember that when I said that last time?
I remember, yeah.
Imagine that times like 10 this time, because it was nothing but little kids and their moms and their dads.
Mm-hmm. And you were getting hit on left and right.
Yes. That's kind of weird to me. Like, I'm not going to say it's like strange. I'm going to say it's kind of weird because I'm like, I'm out here. Otherwise, I would not be allowed in this restaurant with no shirt on. But for some reason, the green paint was like a shirt.
Pretty much.
I was out there basically with no shirt on, but the green paint just like, no, he has a shirt on, basically, magically, and there was no one looking at me weird or nothing. The kids were talking to me like they know me.
Yeah.
And it was awesome. And not only that, to further the story, I don't want to take too long, but I went to work like that after that.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I work overnight at a warehouse place, and I went because I told my manager, hey, I'm going to be late, but I'm going to come dressed up as Drax from Guardians of the Galaxy. And him being a comic book nerd is like, no way. I'm like, yes way. So when I showed up, he's like, whoa, bro. And I'm talking about I worked all night with no shirt on at my job. So that's definitely saying something. Nobody came and said, bro, you got to put a shirt on. No one said anything. It was just.
That was so cool.
It was awesome.
So I know the last time we saw you at SuperCon, moment we were allowed to speak to you, because again, people were bombarding you and Connie, you know, with your costumes on. So the little second that we actually spoke, you said that you wanted to come back and talk about a project that you're working on.
Ever since that time to now, there's like several projects we're working on.
Please share.
Oh, my gosh. Like, the days have been, since the last time we spoke, the days have been, like, running into each other.
Oh,
like,
wow.
We've been doing so many things. Like, we're going to Baltimore next week.
Oh, wow.
Like, for Otakon, yeah. And that, I keep forgetting, oh, wait a minute, it's Monday. We're getting on a plane. Yeah, we're getting on a plane Monday. We're going to Otakon. We're going to be up there, you know, we went to a Tate's Comics event. Tate's Comics is a really great comic book.
Yes.
Of course. We went to a Tate's event. We actually got into the anthology, which is where Tate's allows people to submit one page of their comic work, and they put them into one big book so that they can give them out to the public.
Oh, Oh, wow.
And each person that donates a piece to the comic book was able to get a free table at the event.
That is cool.
Nice.
So we were actually able to promote some of our original work there. You know, and a lot of people were looking at it. A lot of people were looking at our original works, and they were loving it. And we actually, all right, let's try to get a print. Let's try to tell some prints of our original characters, and they sold out.
That is
so
awesome.
As far as that goes, that's where that area is going. As far as the area with the new project that I have in mind, this project is like, it's going to be super big. I mean, I'm not even sure if I'm able to do it in the time frame that I want to have it done by. It's going to be done by it's got to be done by November. If not, then I have to wait until next year, January, to debut it.
Okay.
But I guess I'll give the listeners out there, the ones that listen, a little taste of what
we're going for.
A little bit of a tease, because I posted up a picture online, and I posted the Japanese name of the character that made a quote about robots and humans one day getting along with each other. And if you were a very serious Nintendo player / PlayStation 1 player, you knew about Mega Man X.
Oh, snap. They just got serious.
That's all I'm going to say about that, because it's actually bigger than
you think.
And
where can they follow you? Where can they follow you and see this?
To see the progress results of this said biggest project that we've ever taken on, I'm talking about bigger, literally, than Ganondorf, Zant, and Gyurihyam. We usually post it on our page, Unlikely Heroes, on Facebook, which is facebook.com/ Unlikely Cosplay Heroes. And we're also on Instagram, where we post our things in unlikely_heroes. So that's where you can find those at.
And then they can find you at every SuperCon, every Comic-Con, every PDQ in Miami.
Just about. Every time we go to an event, we always post it on our page. My page is Yo Asakura, YoHASAKURA. Or there's Neo Animated Girl's page, in which she has Neo Animated Girl all in one word. Or you can find us both at Unlikely Heroes. It doesn't matter, because we're posting everything in all three of the pages. It's like you can't miss
it. If our listener follows us, they'll run into you guys.
Yeah. Indeed. No, trust me. Like, SuperCon was crazy.
Yeah,
like, I was running into people, because we dressed up as, there are Steven Universe fans out there, so on Friday we did Steven Universe, I was dressed up as Jasper, and my partner was dressed up as Garnet.
Nice.
So literally all day, anybody that was dressed up remotely like a gym or was fans of the gyms was just all over our table.
I know that we passed on Friday by your table the whole day. That's when I text you. Are you here? I don't see you.
And when you text me on Friday, legit, I was not able to look at my phone. Like,
I even put the picture of Instagram with his business card. Like, where are you?
I know. Like, and that's why I was like, wow, did I really miss this text message? So the next day, I posted up a picture. Thank God that convention center has, like, these big pillars with numbers on them.
Pillar 77.
And that was a good thing and a bad thing in a way, because when I posted that we were near Pillar 71, the next day we did Ganondorf and Zan. Let me tell you about that. Oh, my God.
Oh, man.
Saturday, we had so much, like, because we had a booth out there, obviously. We sold out of everything on Saturday. Let's just call it for what it was. But that's not even the part. We weren't even selling the stuff at the booth. We had to bring in Kai's mom to run the booth.
She saw her. Yeah, she told us that you were running around.
Yeah, because there was no time for us to really dedicate the time to sell it, because everybody wanted pictures. It was so bad that people that I told them, hey, this is where we're at, I inboxed them personally, come by our table. They would come by our table. We would speak for like 2 seconds, and then I would forget they were there.
Well, you see, I feel special because we actually had a whole Batman Superman conversation.
Yes, exactly. We actually spoke, and that was a lot more than a lot of people got.
But mind you, during our little debate, people were still taking pictures, and then Afuku would be like, please hold. Cheese! And then we'll jump back into the conversation.
Like, we're like, no, let me tell you why Batman, hold on, give me a second. Pose. Okay. Now, let me tell you why Batman is better than Superman. Hold on, give me a second. Pose. Okay. And then I make my point, and then you say, okay, I can agree with that. Hold on, give me a second. Pose. It was just like that. Oh, man,
it was fun.
It was indeed, and it was indeed a very spectacular event, I must say. Even though there are bigger conventions out there, SuperCon is usually our biggest show because this is home. This is home.
Right.
We can go to other places and meet new people, but when we come to places where we're familiar, the biggest show, SuperCon in Miami, it's phenomenal, the amount of love. This is why we do it. This is why we love it. This is why I keep going, you know?
It was pretty
amazing.
Cool to say, I know that guy.
Yeah.
I know him.
Yeah.
I know.
And I'm telling you, like, you are a very, very gorgeous woman, I must say, because
you
are able to look different and still look great each time I see you. Like, legit, at the PDQ, I did not recognize you because I was like, something's missing, and the hat was missing.
My hat!
And you look completely different, but I'm like, if I would have been able to hear your voice, I would have picked you up easily, but I did not.
It was crazy.
The kids in there were screaming. I'm like, was I like this when I was a kid? I probably was.
Probably.
So.
Will you be doing anime in October?
I will be doing anime in October, and I have a very big project. It's like something that we're trying to work on. Me and a group are trying to work on something for Animate.
Okay.
If we can't pull it together, then it's possible that I might be debuting Cyborg there.
Ooh.
Nice.
Yeah.
Very nice.
With the rest of the Teen Titans.
Oh.
I don't know if that's necessarily a spoiler or not, but we've already talked about it. Cyborg's going to happen. But when, we're not sure.
Well, you know, we're going to be there.
Yep.
Of course. And this time we got to make sure we meet up at the very beginning.
Yes.
So
before
that, you know.
Before the badness.
Indeed, it is. It's like the energy that the kids were giving were,
yeah, exactly.
it was just amazing. And that's why
we do it. I mean, we weren't in costume at PDQ. But the fact that we were able to interview the little boy that won the dance-off, he was so happy that actually someone took the time out to interview him. He was ecstatic.
Yeah. This little kid had to have been like...
Four.
Two foot something.
Yeah.
I'm like, wait a minute. Now, I know, you know, breakdancing, I won't say it's a relic. I won't say it's an old style of dance. But... I don't know of a kid that small knowing that many moves in breakdancing.
He says that he learned it on YouTube.
Yeah, he actually says that. He's like, where'd you learn to dance like that? Look at YouTube. Like, what?
YouTube. But then he told, you know, everybody to back up, and he did a flip.
Yep.
I'm like, what?
Yes, the Star-Lord dance-off. And even Star-Lord was like, that was probably one of the best dance-offs he's ever had, because he's done this before, obviously. This little kid had to have been like 2 years old, three.
He was four. Because he told me himself. And actually, if you listen in, we're going to play the interview. He is the cutest little kid ever.
No, that's what I'm saying. Like, even though he's four, he had to have been doing these things since then to be able to do backflips at four. Like, I didn't do my first backflip, and it was kind of crooked about, like, until I was like seven or eight.
Listen, I was a high school cheerleader. I still can't do backflips.
No, I can't do it either.
you're like, I'll leave that to the other girls. I'll just do my cheers and my herky.
You're so cute. This is it. This is all you're getting. Rah-rah. That's it.
Indeed. But future events, we plan on having a lot. And as a matter of fact, I don't know if you knew that... ironically enough, I don't know if this is a spoiler alert again. I got too many spoilers. There's too much to keep up with. But ironically enough, I might get this wrong, there was a store manager or store owner of a Chick-fil-A in there last night.
Oh, really?
Wow. I didn't know that.
Yeah, and he came up. He didn't come up to me, obviously. He came up to, I don't know if this is, her name is Doris. Really good friend of mine.
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah,
I know.
Yeah,
Marty's
love star.
Exactly. He came up to her and was like, hey, do you guys do events like this all the time? And she's like, yeah, we kind of do this, but she didn't want to sound too like, yeah, we kind of do this like every day of our lives if we could.
Right.
But he was like interested in trying to see if we can get some things like that at a Chick-fil-A.
Yeah. That's cool, though. I like the fact that we're spreading it.
Yeah, it's actually becoming something that these people probably don't even know about the world of cosplay.
Mm-hmm.
But we're at a PDQ dressed up as Guardians of the Galaxy, and they see these kids in here freaking out, and all of a sudden they're inclined to ask about us.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. I like that. I love that.
Yeah, like I said in my last interview, I'm a black guy. I come from an area where, you know, we have all kinds of issues and things like that with race. Let's be honest. We're on a radio station. We have things about race. We had things about different groups of people. We've had things about, you know, sexism, males and females, and people trying to figure themselves out. But when I'm in cosplay, everyone is equal.
Exactly.
And that is like the best thing ever. I don't know.
And nobody judges. I actually teared up, and this is why, because they're accepting us, no one is judging, they're giving us, you know, they're praising us for actually doing what we do. You know, the dad of the little boy that we interviewed, he was actually excited that, you know, here we are, small little radio station, but we gave his son 5 minutes of joy, of feeling important, you know, and that to me is why we do it. I mean, we don't get paid. We do it for free, but it's because we actually love it.
Yeah, exactly. That's the thing. I mean, these people are, like, looking at us like we probably go and do shows and get paid for them.
Right.
You know? If we don't have a booth at an event, like the Hyrule, the Hyrule Symphony of the Goddesses, we didn't get paid to do that.
Right.
We just showed up, and, like, people loved it. That's how we met.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
Like,
well,
we stalked you,
and we waited until you were done eating.
Exactly. That's what the best part is. Like, you guys live all the way in Miami. We live all the way in Fort Lauderdale. Yes, that's a far drive if you do that every day. And it's like, had I not been dressed up in Ganondorf's outfit, I would have never known you guys have a radio station. I would have never known any of these things.
Mm-hmm.
And the way that these avenues, that these things open up when you cosplay, even the simplest of cosplayers can grant you the greatest of audiences. And it's like, I love it.
And I'm going to cry. I'm getting emotional.
At the very moment, though, like, I've been, I don't know how much time I have. I mean, I'll dedicate just about 2 or 3 minutes to this. At the very moment, like I said, I'm at Jackson Memorial Hospital because a friend of mine is suffering from an ailment. I don't want to speak on it too much.
Okay.
And for the past week, I'm not a guy that gets depressed, and I don't mean to change the tone of this whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not a guy that gets depressed about things easily. You know, I haven't been depressed in a very long time. I've been frustrated, obviously, but not depressed. But I found that I think I know a way, and it might be something simple, but I think I know a way to defeat depression in a way.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, I'm up here. There's a drawing that I have that we were at SuperCon. We call it the Masked Girls collage. There's a plane. I don't know if you can hear that in the background, but whatever. And on it, at SuperCon, the voice actress for Sailor Moon was there.
Yes.
And so we were like, oh, we should go get her to sign this. And so we got her to sign the official art piece.
Nice.
You know, and that's almost like second nature now. The voice actor, Sonic the Hedgehog was there. We got that signed and everything like that. But earlier this week, a friend of mine who I actually saw at SuperCon, but I actually forgot that we saw her at SuperCon. I didn't realize it until she posted a picture and tagged us in it. She's going through an ailment. And I was like, you know what? I felt depressed about what her post said. And for like 3 or 4 days, I laid down and I sat down and I didn't do anything because I was like, I wasn't like, oh, my God, I was sad. I was like, what can I do? I wish that I could do something. And then I was looking at my wall and I saw this poster that we have hanging up there. People were asking for this poster. They were contemplating on purchasing it for $200, $250. Yee. But we didn't sell it. And I'm going to go and give it to her like right now as soon as I get off the phone with you.
That is beautiful.
That is awesome.
That is awesome.
That right there in itself is, in essence, I feel that the way to defeat depression is to find a way to do something about it.
Absolutely.
Yep. People will fall into depression. And I'm talking about depression is so small. Sometimes you won't even know you're depressed until one day you're just like laying in your bed and you're like, I slept for 8 hours, but I'm still tired. Why? Because you're depressed about something.
Yep.
You know, it's so, you have to really know your strengths. You have to know your body. You have to know what it is. In order to defeat depression, you have to actively pursue ways to solve the problem.
I agree. Absolutely. Yep.
That's my message for today. You guys are so awesome because you guys, every time I see you guys are cheery, you guys are amazing. And you know what? I want to keep doing. I want to keep on coming on here, updating. You know?
No. You can come on the show whenever you want.
Definitely. That'll be super awesome, I guess. But the next event, like I said, is going to be a video game night at PDQ in August.
Yes.
It's where we're going to dress up as characters. And the thing is like, I don't want to confuse this. This is not a cosplay thing where people can just come out and cosplay.
No.
This is for the kids.
Yes. It's meet and greet for the little kiddies.
Yeah, like if you want to be a part of it, there's a small group that I just happen to get absorbed into. Honestly, that's exactly how it happened. But it's for kids. Like, if you have, like, kids or anything like that, that you want to get them out to have a great time, and it's not late. It's from, like, 6 o'clock to about 9 o'clock.
6 to 9:30, yeah.
Six to nine, 6 to 9:30. It's a respectable time. If you guys feel like you want to come and, like, get something for the kids to eat and have a great show tonight and have them have fun for free, because the show is basically free. You just come in to eat.
Yep.
And they had some pretty good food there. Like, I had the chicken thing. There's only 5 of them, and I was full. I'm good.
Yeah, and the prices are really good, man.
Yeah. Like, I'm 6'2 in the summer, you know? And I'm just like, five chicken tenders filled me up. So if you're like a 5'2 mom with a 4-year-old kid,
yep.
You guys like chicken tenders, just get a 5, and then you guys can split that. Probably have a stove over. It's really good.
It's really good, and the entertainment is so much fun. It's really family-oriented. They have prizes, they have activities, the meet and greets with the characters, and like exactly how Asakura said, the only ones allowed to dress up are the ones hired by the staff, meaning you can wear shirts, you can wear a hat, but no cosplaying from the public, because the kids will not know who's the professionals and who is not. So keep the confusion going, you know, parents and children. I mean, I was wearing a group t-shirt, you know, so you could probably wear, you know, a video game shirt, like a Zelda shirt or whatever, but leave the cosplaying to the professionals.
Exactly. I mean, don't get me wrong. I'm not trying to say, oh, you're not professional. You can't come in. Don't get me wrong.
It's not
if
a cosplay event.
Yeah,
if you want to do it,
you want to
contact them.
What I'm trying to say is that you don't have to get dressed up in all the makeup and everything like that to try and come and show off anything. Just for 2 hours. We're doing this because we want to do this. We're not getting paid for it.
Right.
No.
And half the people there are not even familiar with what the cosplay world is. So if they're looking for attention in that manner, you might be disappointed.
You know, I was curious because a mom was asking me if you guys do birthday parties. I'm like,
That is another thing that we're thinking about doing, because if I showed up legit, happy birthday to you, and all of a sudden the Teen Titans just flip over the freaking roof. Exaggeration.
That'll be awesome.
Do you know what that kid would tell kids at school when they go to school?
I had Teen Titans at my birthday party.
And the kids are going to be like, no, you didn't. No, you didn't. But you know how 4-year-olds have cell phones these days. They're going to have the pictures of it.
Instagram.
It's going to be amazing. I mean, it's awesome. I mean, but I mean, I guess that's what the next event is. So I guess I hope to see you guys there. I think it's August 15th.
Yes, we will be there.
We'll be there.
Awesome.
All right, my friend. So next time?
Indeed, next time. Until next time, take care of yourselves and good
and
health.
And each other.
Indeed.
Bye.
Indeed.
Love you, my friend.
You guys, take care.
Take care. Bye.
I love him.
Yes.
I love the fact that how we met, because we were stalking him. True story, we were. I love, you know, how we kept in contact and how we push his events and how he pushes our events. And, like, it's cool.
It's cool. I mean, if you guys didn't hear the last interview that we had with him, if you go on our website, www.elementonight.com,
you could download the podcast.
Go into the radio show, all the way down there, you'll see that. You can go on Stitcher, you can go on iTunes, all of our episodes are there. He actually gives a lot of pointers.
On how to
and
talk things.
Actually helped me out for what I'm going to be coming out with, you know, for animator and all that, because it's not easy, because you go into Michael's, you go into Hobby Lobby, and you're just like, what? Am I buying?
Maybe you can Skype with Asakura while you're buying your supplies.
Yeah, that's what I'm about to do. I'm about to Skype with him. See, now he's like, wait, what am I hearing
what?
Right now?
What? I'm going
to
change my number.
So it's hard. It's not easy. So, I mean, it's great that we had people like that on our show and all that. And we're always looking for cosplayers on our show. So if you're interested.
Or not artists.
Or artists or anything.
Video game developers. Yeah. Artists. Music people.
But.
Ventriloquist.
I don't know how it'll work, but okay. But I want to play the interview that you had with the dance.
With the little boy.
Yeah.
Yes, let's play it.
This is Vixen Day recording live from PDQ, and I have in front of me the coolest little kid ever. He just beat the dance off right now. So what's your name, cutie?
Nadia.
And what did you do right now?
I won the dance off.
I saw your moves. Where did you learn all that?
Dance on YouTube.
Oh, that was easy because of your daddy. No?
No, his sister.
And you like dancing?
Look at her, what she's talking about.
Yes.
Yeah? So how did it feel to actually beat him? Really good, huh?
Yes.
Because he's like supposedly the best in the galaxy, but you won.
Yes.
High five, little one.
Say thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
No problem.
That kid, if you want to see how adorable he is, I posted his picture on my Instagram.
Yes. Actually, Speedy was there from Speedy Productions.
And he took a picture of me.
He took pictures. He's going to be posting them very soon. And we'll have it on our website. It was amazing.
It was so much fun. I am so proud of George. Hats off to you, my friend. You did amazing. And I'm actually looking forward to the other events that we have coming up. Just like Asakura mentioned, you know, the Teen Titans. The Star Wars.
Which will all be on our website, so
yeah.
You guys can check it all out there.
What a great way to have a family night. You know, you're getting, you know, meets and greets with all these amazing characters, great food, an awesome environment. I mean, I can't wait to take our kids to the next event.
And I mean, we mentioned for SuperCon, and of course, we went there for the Kevin Smith panel. I do want to give a special thank you for Alexandra for our SuperCon.
Yeah, thank you so much for the press passes.
Yes. She gave me all the information from Florida SuperCon about Kevin Smith.
And she gave us all the updated banners and flyers to post up. She was really, really cool.
So the first thing that Kevin Smith said was about his movie Clerks. Basically, he sold his comic book collection to do that movie.
Yes, he said it in Comic Book Man, actually.
So according to Smith, he didn't make Clerks because he thought it was anyone wanted to see it. Rather, he believed that it needed to be made. He told himself that I have to tell this story. If I don't make this movie, I'm going to die.
Yes.
So he didn't care about anybody watching it. He didn't think it was going to be a huge success, and it was.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just a regular movie with a regular camera.
But you know why? Because it's the simplicity of
the realistic
story and the humor behind it
mm-hmm.
is what made it funny, in my opinion.
So, and then the other thing about him, that he enjoys making movies that make him happy rather than going to those movies that if they're going to work or not work.
I agree.
He's not a Christopher Nolan or a... You know, and he's a great movie maker, but he doesn't want to go for it. Oh, let's do Pandora or let's do this movie. So he's
okay,
more.
Can you play the
sampling? Wait, I'm getting to that.
Oh, you're building it?
Yes, I'm building it. Jesus Christ.
Sorry.
No, I have something funny that he said at the thing, because Drew told him that they're happy for his 85 pounds that he lost.
Yes, he lost a lot of weight, actually.
But he finds it weird when people tell him, you lost weight, good job, because in his mind, Kevin Smith is thinking, and I got to clean this up a little bit, because what he said, you were once a big, fat piece of crap, you've never said anything. He said he appreciates the compliments, but he's been a fat man way too long, and he still thinks he's freaking fat.
Yeah, that happens.
He said the other bomb, but no.
Yeah, that happens.
But he was a shark after dark.
Yes, that was played during Shark Week.
Yes.
And because of this Shark Week, I will never get in the water again.
Why?
Because I've seen Shark Week and I know what to look for.
So what? But we have, he actually did a contest with one of the guys who actually shot a, this was amazing. The guy shot a shark in the water, like without anything, without the mask on.
Was this a Cuban guy in the well?
No.
Oh.
He was holding his breath and he shot him with a spear.
To tag him. Yes.
Perfectly.
Great.
So we're going to play the clip of Shark After Dark of Kevin Smith.
Welcome back to Shark After Dark. I'm Eli Roth with director Kevin Smith and diver Mark Healy. Now, Shark Week is only 7 days a year, but sharks are everywhere in pop culture all year long. I'm going to test your shark pop cultural knowledge with something we're calling shark culture. You ready?
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to describe something that's shark-based in pop culture, and you have to guess what I'm talking about. It can be a show, a character, I mean, pretty much anything.
Okay.
All right, let's play. Question number one. This is a network TV show where entrepreneurs attempt to sell a portion of their company to wealthy...
Dang!
Kevin Smith.
Shark Tank.
Got it. Correct.
I shot that answer like it was a shark.
I like it.
Yeah. I did. I shot it right in its spine and watched it die.
Oh, no. Without holding your breath.
Oh, man.
All right, question number two. Next. This shark from Finding Nemo was, quote, a friend to all.
Bruce.
Wow. Wow. All right, bonus points.
I just want to point out he did not go ding. So.
He did. That's right, no ding. Bonus points. Where does the name Bruce come from?
Ding. Jaws. That's what the name of the shark was on set.
Exactly. Well done. Good, bro.
I studied my Peter Benchley when I was a child.
As we all did. We didn't have the internet. Question number three. This NHL team.
Oh, God.
Dang.
Make it easier.
Gotta be the San Jose Sharks.
That would be the San Jose Sharks. Okay, I knew that. He's a hockey fan.
Are we playing for charity or am I winning this money?
Destroying.
I owe you.
Kevin Smith game. It's unfair.
I know we should donate it to shark conservation, but I spend a lot of money on weed, so I can use it.
There you go. Right. The Kevin Smith Plant Foundation. All right, bonus question. What is the nickname of their current arena?
Oh, Bing. Well, it's nickname is the Shark Tank.
That's right. Yeah. Called the Couch. The nickname is Shark Tank. All right. Question number four. In this major motion picture, Samuel L. Jackson.
Deep Blue Sea.
Yes, of course. Met his demise.
I just dinged. I didn't even know that one. That's like the one I didn't know.
The one you didn't know. Alternate question. Okay, here's another movie one. In Austin Powers, Dr. Evil had sharks in his evil lair with
lasers.
Wow.
I didn't
freaking
think
so. Laser.
For bonus points?
Bonus points.
Frickin' lasers.
Frickin' lasers. That's true. It is the technical answer is frickin' lasers.
I got a beam.
All right, question number five.
Leading, I'm memorizing movie lines. You're leading a life, dude. You're doing better.
Yeah, by the way,
I got to watch more movies. Like, no, dude. Do what you're doing. That's amazing.
I know. Should we be proud that we know the answer to these literally three words? All I have to say is the next one. Fonzie.
Jump the shark.
Yeah. Okay, there you go.
This is the thing that really irritated me, man. Like, at some point, Jump the Shark became associated with the negative. Like, that became the moment they say that Happy Days as a show went downhill.
But
when I was a kid, that was when I was like, Happy Days just took off, man.
I know.
They added a shark. That's what was missing.
Thank you. It's like they jumped the shark. I was like, oh, we sat through all those seasons, and now we get... Can we...
Fine.
Well, let's talk about Jaws.
Yes.
I love Jaws. You love Jaws. Where does your love of Jaws come from?
When I was five, that's technically not the first movie I saw, but the first movie I remember seeing. I saw the Gumball Rally in a drive-in, and then the next week, my parents took us to see Jaws. And it was me... and my brother and my sister and my parents, and drive-in experience of that movie with a speaker right on the window. I'm 5 years old, and I was allowed to watch the whole thing except for when Matt Hooper is doing the examination of Chrissy's remains,
mm-hmm.
and they pull off like a little cover. That was when my parents were like, don't look, don't look. Everything else, totally. Oh, my father would be like, look, he's about to be eaten.
He's getting eaten. There goes Quint. He's drowning.
Totally.
Blood coming from his mouth. That's
and they
happened.
Were dying up front. They were like, isn't this great? And I was like, ah.
And I lived on the Jersey Shore.
Wow.
We grew up right, like, maybe 100 feet from the beach.
Were you more like
I stopped going in the water. I was totally the Snooki of the bunch.
Of the bunch, yeah.
But we...
going in the water.
I stopped going in the water altogether.
I
couldn't swim after that. And for years and years, like, I still haven't gone back. When I was a child, I couldn't sit on the toilet. Because I was like, there's
water
constant.
In the toilet
and Jaws lives in the water and stuff. And so that was a messy childhood. But it became a passion of mine. As much as I was terrified of them, like I would read up on them. We didn't have the internet, as previously mentioned. So you had to like go independently study sharks in libraries. It made you feel smart. Like Jaws made you smart when you were a kid.
I know. It did. Now, Mark, okay, now that we have.
Customers in Miami and worldwide. You can visit them online at
www.wondercostumes.com.
That wasn't bad. That was my first on-the-spot radio theme commercial.
You are better than the lady that was on WQAM that tried doing the traffic live. She's like, oh my God, there's traffic everywhere. And if you go down to 874, I'm like, wait, there's no 874. What is she talking about? What street is she talking about? Like, yeah, and if you go up and down I-95, yeah, you're stuck in traffic, and there's an accident. I don't know, there might be accidents somewhere out there. I'm like, wow, bro.
Well, but back to Wonder costumes. These costumes, they're awesome, actually.
Yes, they are.
The material, the staff, yes. Captain Aggressive, I see you. Their costumes are great. Their prices are reasonable prices for what you're getting. They're open all year round, so it's not just for Halloween. So meaning you've got festivals coming up, you could get your Raver costume there. You have all these cons coming up,
yes.
You could get your Comic-Con costumes there as well. And they're always on site. They were on site at SuperCon.
And they do commissions. You have to give them time, though. You cannot sell them a week before. I need this costume for anime. Like, you have
no,
to
you
got to
give them time. Yeah. Like I said, it's www.wondercostumes.com. They're on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, they're everywhere. They're really good.
We're working on our website to have a shop section.
Yes.
Once we do, we'll have Wonder Costumes there. We'll have our committee shirts there. We'll have our Loot Crate link there. Everything's going to be on that website. So we're actually building a lot more to help out with everybody else also.
Absolutely.
So.
But this store is the best. Forget Casa Los Trucos.
These people are way better.
These people are legit.
Like, if I cannot get something done, I am calling Captain Aggressive. I go, oi, mira, I need some blue... freaking flippers.
Graphic.
I need blue flippers for my Skeletor costume because I cannot make this shit. This looks like freaking, I don't know.
And it's funny because he was laughing at you when we told him about your staff that it wasn't looking like a goat, it was looking like a cat, and he just literally laughed in your face. That was classic.
Well, I'm working on it now. I have, about 4 months?
Not even. But he was interested, actually, in being part of the PDQ events. And, George, if you're listening, this guy, his costume
amazing. Yes, from Assassin's Creed. For your video game night?
This is your guy.
Yes. To be in there. That'll be amazing.
Yep.
So.
Boy bored.
Going into Kevin Smith, just one last thing, because we're going into San Diego Comic-Con right now.
Yeah,
we're going to San Diego Comic-Con right now.
Oh, we are?
Yes.
Okay.
Kevin Smith was duped by J.J. Abrams, who is the man who did Star Wars.
Right.
Basically, they showed the Force Awakening, and he's like 6,500 people in a room, right, in a hall. The next guy who was supposed to come on was Kevin Smith. And he goes to him and he goes, all right, everybody that's in this room, follow the stormtroopers because they're going to take you to a private screening of a musical for free of Star Wars.
And everybody left.
Everybody left. And then Kevin Smith walks in and goes, what the hell just happened?
But then he tweeted what happened.
He tweeted, oh my God, I have no room. What am I going to do here? And the room filled up. So a lot of people saw it. The cool thing was his daughter, which I just found out her name, is actually Harley Quinn Smith.
How cool is that?
Which is awesome.
That should be a did you know.
There you go. I just said. But if you didn't know that San Diego Comic Con was last week, you're living under a rock because they showed a lot of videos. Comicbook.com helped me out a lot to do my web cast and all that. Basically, they did a trailer for Batman vs. Superman, Suicide Squad were both released. We have it on our YouTube channel, Elements of Night. If you go on YouTube, click on channel, put Elements of Night, you'll see my video of that. What did you think of the Suicide Trailer?
I liked it. I'm not too happy with the Joker, how they're portraying the Joker.
I mean, in my video, I said he looked like if you got Jack Nicholson and and mixed them together and back.
No, he looks like a skinny.
He looks sadistic, though.
Crackhead.
No, he looks sadistic.
With a bad dental plan.
Oh.
Bad dye color.
I thought it was pretty cool.
I don't like where they went with.
They're going real dark with DC.
I mean, I understand what they're doing with the Joker. I get it. But it just kind of kills what the Joker is about.
I just think it's not a movie for kids.
Oh, absolutely not.
No. They're very dark because Batman vs. Superman was very dark also.
Didn't you have a quote or a statement from someone?
Yes. I'm going to go there right now. Ian McKellen, who you do not know who he is, oh my God, bro.
You're living under a rock, bro. Google it.
He's the man who did the Sorcerer in Lord of the Rings, but he also did Magneto, which he actually turned down a role for Batman.
I wonder why.
Whatever. So he basically said, these are some words about Superman he talked about.
Oh, God.
X-Men was about something. Superman isn't really about anything. It's a joke. The nerd changes his underpants and becomes a Superman. That's James Bond, shaken, not stirred. Silly, stupid British twit. And then Action Man. But X-Men is all the problems about being a mutant, and we've all felt we're mutants on occasion. Which is true. Because we all feel that we're different and all that. And X-Men actually told, like, when you actually watch the movies, they're actually telling you, no, we want to accept you. You're accepted.
No, they don't.
Yes, they do.
They never accept the mutants.
The mutants are accepted. So basically, like, X-Men is
no,
like,
they don't.
Wait, no. The X-Men are not accepted by the humans.
Right.
But it's like cosplayers. Like, we think we're not acceptable. When we go to cons and we're all together, we're accepted.
Right. The mutants are in public. They get brought to
us. Okay, but that's the same thing with cons.
No. How is it? No.
We
no.
all
stop,
felt that we're though.
Stop.
Whatever.
Stop. Stop while you're ahead.
But I also saw the Deadpool trailer, which, honestly, God, is amazing.
I love how he kept true to the character.
Yes, he did. He kept on saying bad words. He said the F-bomb, the mother effer.
Well, isn't the mother effer and F-bomb bad words?
Yes. And then he looked at the camera like he's actually talking to the audience, which is what Deadpool does. So I loved it. I think it's amazing. I can't wait to see that movie.
We saw the Minions.
Yes, we did. Which I have to say was a very good movie.
I think we enjoyed it more than the kids.
Well, why not? I mean, I loved it. Which we actually have five toys of theirs from McDonald's. One of them does say, what the F?
Yes, it does.
All right. I don't care what
it's
anybody
a
says.
It's Superman one.
I don't care what anybody says. It does say it. Because I've tried every single one. That's the only one that says a bad word.
And we're keeping it as a relic.
Oh, no, I'm keeping all of them.
And it's funny because 2 days after the news came out that the little Chrissy Minion was out, McDonald's dropped it like a bad habit. Mike, when I asked for it, actually, the lady goes to me, no, we ran out. They don't specifically say, oh, no, we took it out, whatever. Or then the other person told me, no, it's discontinued.
So the funny thing is that I keep on buying, what is it called?
Happy Meals.
I keep on buying Happy Meals for myself because I just want all the Minion toys.
The shame.
Now it's like Pokemon. Gotta catch them all.
The shame.
Whatever. But you know what? Let's get into...
Indulge yourself in the vast knowledge of time and space with Vixen J as she brings you Did You Know?
When you poop in your dreams, you poop for real.
I got a bad feeling about this.
So my Did You Know is actually very simple. You know those red solo cups we party with?
Yes.
And we take them on picnics, and when we're lazy to clean the dishes, those are the cups that we use?
Yep, pretty much all the time.
Did you know that the outside ridges of the cup are actually used to measure drinks?
I didn't know that, and I should, since being a bartender, I should know that. But I have noticed now that we go to Steam a lot and to McCoy, and Steam uses plastic cups. You see the lady, when she's pouring in the drink, she's measuring where the alcohol goes to get that, how many ounces.
Exactly. And then the top line, the top marker, is to tell you where to stop putting ice. That way you don't get your drink overflowed.
Oh.
I got another one for you.
Go ahead.
Did you know, out of all the colors of plastic cups, the one that sells the most is red?
Well, that I know, because that's the only one I see.
No, there's red, there's green, there's yellow.
There's blue.
There's blue.
There's pink and purple.
Well, solo cups are usually mostly red.
And there's actually a song about solo cups.
I did not know that.
Oh, yes. We will find it and play it on the next show. There's an actual solo cup song. If you guys know it, call me and let me know. There's an actual solo cup.
Well, now, guess what?
Now we know.
And knowing is half the battle.
G.I. Joe!
You don't know why we play that song.
You're an idiot.
You're really living under a rock then.
Your parents never loved you.
I swear to God. This is actually kind of sad.
It is
Satoru Iwata, the CEO of Nintendo, passed away on Saturday. He basically revolutionized Nintendo. Nintendo was on the brink of going bankrupt with the GameCube, which I actually love the system out of all of them. And he goes, you know what? I'm going to make a system. It's going to be a handheld system, and it's got two screens. And everybody goes, you're nuts, it's not going to work, nobody's ever going to freaking want that. And he brought it out, and it was basically the Nintendo DS.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody bought it. And now they're in the 3DS, and now the Amiibos, and all that.
And the Wii.
The Wii U has not done that well, but the Wii did good. And, I mean, he's just basically, he revolutionized everything. And the funny thing is, it's him... The man that we met at, I forgot his name, the man that we met at
the Zelda thing,
and I've actually met the other president for Nintendo, who's actually American, they're now running it until they can find a successor.
Of course.
It's sad.
Because it is
sad. This guy brought...
The outpour from the internet, from all of the Nintendo fans, the little sad cartoons that they were making.
If you go on our website... You go under news, you're going to see basically how the EON Network gives a respect for Satoru. If you click on the picture that we have there, on the actual thing, it will take you to the link to sign a petition.
To make him into an Amiibo character.
They're trying to make him into an Amiibo character. And I cried yesterday watching a YouTube video from IGN,
yeah.
Which we're actually going to have it posted on our website, of basically everything he's done. And it's just sad. We do have a quote from Satoru.
Wait, before we go into it, we have a text. And it says, you don't know Nintendo unless you used to blow on the NES cartridges to get it to work. Yes, this is true.
So let's play that clip right now. Now I
see you in a better place. On my business card, I am a corporate president. In my mind, I am a game developer. But in my heart, I am a gamer.
He will be truly missed. He was gone too soon. So I found the solo cup song.
Hey, can we finish before you get into it? I don't care about the solo cup song right now. Jesus Christ, man. Go ahead and play the solo cup song.
Yeah, I'm going to play it back. Okay, solo cup song. Here we go.
Now, Red Solo Cup is the best reception room for barbecues, tailgates, fairs, and festivals, and you, sir, do not have a pair of testicles if you prefer drinking from glass.
Yeah.
Really?
Yes. I told you it was a solo cup.
Oh my God, bro. We went into something like interesting to a cup about people that don't have
solo
testicles.
Cup, bro.
Oh my God.
You know what we didn't do?
What?
I had a one-on-one with the actual event coordinator from PDQ.
Yes, we did. With actually George, which will be playing his interview right now when I find it. Here it is.
Hi, this is Vixen Jay, and I am live at the PDQ for the Guardians of the Galaxy family event. And right in front of me is George, the event coordinator, the mastermind behind this.
The mastermind, I could say, is pretty much hectic right now as this place is full. I don't know if you hear in the background all the kids, the music.
It is crazy. So let me ask you, how did you come up with the concept?
You know, I just had to think that, like, superheroes are in. Like, it's a new phase now, and a lot of people are not really focusing on that. And I thought, let's bring that to a restaurant, something no one has ever done. You know, here in Miami, you have to drive 4 hours to get to your nearest attraction in Orlando. Hey, let's go ahead and bring the entertainment down to the kids for free.
And so far, it seems to be a very successful event.
Yeah, I agree. I let me tell you something. I'm like a chicken without a head right now. I'm running all over the place.
And let me ask you a question. Do the events help with the prices of, like, the sales of your product?
Yes, it does, ma'am. Thanks for the great question. By all means, yes, it does help with the product. It helps a lot. You know, PDQ is not very famous here in Miami, Florida. As a matter of fact, a lot of people are used to, like, the Taco Bells, the Burger King. So basically, this is something that makes us different. And if there's one thing that I've learned is that a lot of people love something original, and that's what we're doing here in PDQ, giving you fresh food with original entertainment.
And let me ask you a question. For those that don't know what PDQ serve, what is on the menu?
Basically, the freshest tenders, the freshest salads, the freshest sandwiches you can find on the market. Nothing is held in our kitchen past 5 minutes in the kitchen. So anything you take a bite of, you always will get the juice of the chicken or the sandwich or even the salad. So you have no worries about that.
Let me tell you, I think I'm going to break my diet today because all this stuff here looks really good right now.
Yeah, well, if you had video on this thing, I'll show you what the PDQ has done to me. So, yeah, it does it to everyone, so you won't be alone.
So do you do this once a month or every week?
It's once a month. As a matter of fact, next month we're playing a video game night with different various video game characters and possibly even a wrestling event live here at PDQ. So in the October is actually going to be also Star Wars here, where we're possibly giving away some Episode 7 tickets. So, hey, if all goes well, hopefully this keeps on for a long, long time.
And if all goes well, we would like to be here and you know, interview your guests and your events.
You're always welcome.
Thank you, welcome. George.
My pleasure.
I'm going to go dance now with Rocket.
Well, go dance. Hey, I think Star-Lord just arrived too.
So that was very cool.
I can't get over the event. He is a master genius behind this. He is the only one that actually put these two things together and had an awesome, successful event.
Yes. He has a great staff to do it.
Yes.
Hardy's Love Shack is amazing. Aaron, who is in the back making our chicken.
Yes.
he's also a great cosplayer.
They're really into their characters. They really sell the product. I'm impressed. I'm a PDQ fan.
It's just... like what Asakura says, when you cosplay, it's so amazing to see what people react.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's just the way that people want to take a picture with you, that they want to be with you, that they actually think they're seeing the character.
Well, you have that experience.
Yes,
when
I
you
did.
No,
I was disgusted. I did not do He-Man. I do not have a belly for that. I'll be the fat version of He-Man. Which, actually, you know what the funny thing is?
No.
I'm actually going to post this on the website because there is a group of people, and I want to get them on the show. I'm going to message them because we have to get them. They're making a He-Man movie. It's independently made.
Oh, cool.
It's called Fall of Grayskull. They just came out with a trailer. I'm trying to reach out to them.
That sounds like a porn.
No, it's Fall of Grayskull. It's basically how Skeletor takes over.
Is that like how my accident with One Night in China? Just don't even go there.
But yes, I am going to find them to put them on our show and everything. It's amazing. I actually liked the trailer. It was pretty cool. But yeah, speaking about YouTube.
Found my video?
No. I came out with a new video this week, which is pretty cool.
Porn?
No, I did not come out with porn. I thought about some trailers. I'm coming out with another one next week. Oh, God. I'm not saying that on the show. You guys can check it out. Go to www.elementtonight.com. Click on the media section. You'll see all of our videos and all our pictures. But I wanted to get to some comic books because you got into a fight with me today about this because you're like, oh my God. And yes, it's about God. It's a spoiler alert. I am repeating myself. It's a spoiler alert because I'm going to ruin something. If you have not gotten your hands on Justice League number 42, then you're in for a treat. Batman learns the true identity of the Joker.
Uh-huh.
And how does he do this? Well, supposedly, he takes a new toll in life. He now becomes the god of knowledge, which is a role that was from Metron. Somehow, Metron is separated from his chair, and the chair is about to go into Destroid. And then Batman, out of everybody that's there, launches himself onto the chair. And once he gets into the Morbius chair and is assumed becoming a god, he basically asks the chair for the identity of the Joker. Now, they don't tell you who it is, but he's shocked, and he's like freaking out with who he finds out it is.
Didn't I tell you that Batman is just an upgraded version of Super Inspector Gadget?
Yes. But then, supposedly the next issue is teased as Bat God, and it's supposedly a wink.
Are you kidding me?
Wait, it's supposedly a wink and a nod to a fan meme that Batman is operated as godlike, possessing powers and abilities far beyond what his actual character could possibly possess.
I need a Sakura here. No!
Yes. Why would you need a Sakura? The Sakura one for Batman.
Oh, that's right. He goes around.
No, it's fine. Bring out Sakura.
Yes. I need some of this money for Superman.
I am dying to see the Batman vs. Superman movie to see what is going on. I gave my idea of what I think is going on in the movie. If you have not seen it,
I just got a text. And it says, yep, go got your penis. One night in China Park. Damn right.
Jesus Christ.
I love these text messages.
If you guys want to see what my thoughts are, what my thing is, the whole entire thing going on, Batman for Men, check out the video on our website.
Or you could just call us and hear conversations, you know, before we go. It's hilarious.
No, I'm not. No, man, you don't have to hear what we say, man.
Like, Batman sucks. Carry on.
And I'm not doing a douchebag this week because I really don't have a douchebag.
I don't have a douchebag either.
You know, I did, but I don't really like. I don't want to talk about them. This is actually cool what we're talking about. But I do have something about video games right now. GameStop has a lot of cool stuff right now. If you have a 3DS, the little one, or a 2DS, and you want the big screen one, well, they're giving it $100 trade-in credit towards a new 3DS XL. So get yourself into GameStop. I think the sale ends this Friday. Check out GameStop.com. The other thing about it is that GameStop has an exclusive Call of Duty Hardened Edition, which includes the game, limited edition special concept arts cards, a giant bonus map, collectible steel book, in-game bonus contact, a cyborg and a weaponized 115, and an official Call of Duty Black Ops 3 soundtrack. The other thing GameStop had was a 4-for-20, and if you go to their website, GameStop.com, it is amazing because they're now selling Nintendo NESs, Super Nintendos, Sega Genesis, and the original cartridges. So the whole entire thing that, you know, your backseat co-host said about blowing into a cartridge can be relived once again.
Squeaky, squeaky, side to side. Yeah.
Well, people right now go, wait, what did she just say?
That you never played with that.
But yes, if you guys want to relive it, you guys can get it. I am actually going to purchase an
NES. No, you are not allowed to purchase anything else.
Because I got a PS4. If you want to get me on PS4, it's DJ Faze. That's DEEJAY Faze. That's PHAZE.
Why so freaking long?
Because I didn't want to put this DJ.
As it is, to move those little things to get letters is hard.
No, I should have a tactile now. It's amazing.
If you have that.
No, it comes with the controller. Yeah, it comes with the controller. That's amazing. That's pretty much all I have for the show. Because I really thought about the topic because I just wanted to talk about the main things that is out there.
So, anywho, you guys, the weekend is literally a couple of hours away. You are on a budget. You don't know what to do. It's okay. We got you. You could party like a rock star on a food stamp budget. And this is why. Before 12:30 tomorrow at the Koi, you guys are free. Just say EON at the door. Ladies, dressed to impress. Fellas, you have to do the same.
Let me explain something to you about the Koi. Because I'll be like, where's the Koi?
It's right smack in the middle of space. And that's Rachetera being therapy.
There's a big white building. That big white building, which you can't miss, is the Koi. Alright? The other thing I have is this weekend.
With Nightmare.
Basically, guys are reduced. Ladies are for free. If you look at my Instagram, EO1Faze or VixenJ0601, I'm telling you now, you're going to see how big the line is.
It's huge.
So get there at 11 o'clock so you make the front of the line and not be all the way in the back. Text me going, can you guys get this? No, that's not going
to
happen.
No, the reason is, not that we're being jerks, it's just that once we're in, promoters are not allowed to come back outside.
Well, I can't pull anybody in here. If you want to get a VIP table, you guys can message us and we'll get you
in. VIP is 190. You're literally next to the DJ. And if you split that between five people, it's $40.
Yep, pretty much. Besides that, our plugs, because people have to know where they can follow or stalk you, because you like people stalking you for some reason.
Don't get mad that people want to take selfies with me, and they recognize me, and they want to see me. Anyhow. You can follow me on Instagram, VixenJ0601, or on Twitter, which is the same, VixenJ0601.
You have to say it one more time, because supposedly my psychologist told me that you have to say it three times so I can remember stuff. Say it one more time.
VixenJ0601.
There we go. I don't know. That's what I do to the kids.
You're an idiot.
So basically, you can follow me at EONPHAZE. That's EONPHAZE. And of course, you can follow that on Instagram and Twitter and pretty much everywhere else. And you can also follow on our YouTube channel, Elements of Night. And also visit our website, www.elementsofnight.com.
Also, we'll be having a takeover for our very own Big and Slim. I have an actual interview with them that we did from Steam, which we'll be playing next week. Will you be having your face trans session?
It will be on Monday, which we'll have the interview for Big and Slim that day. That's pretty much all I have.
Oh, wait. I need to vent for a little bit. So these two, like, last 2 seconds out there. So, supposedly, there's a chick going around called Panda Raves or Pandemonium Raves or some bullshit like that. Trying to play off as me. No, sorry. I am the only original Panda Raver girl named Vixen J. You had the chance to have me.
Wait, before we go, you said that there's something coming out called Vixen.
Yes.
Coming out soon. What is that?
There's a comic book here. Her name is Vixen.
And it's going to be a TV show, or is it going to be...
It's going to be a cartoon series with Arrow on August 15th. It's on my Instagram.
Very nice. So that's all the time we have. Make sure to visit our website, www.elementsonight.com. Subscribe to our YouTube channel. Subscribe to everything you can that we have, because you know what? We're awesome, and you love us, and you listen to us.
And we thank you for that, guys.
And we thank
really
you.
Do.
So we shall see you tomorrow at Bitcoin and any other Comic-Con event.
And if you see us, say hi, then.
Yes.
We'll say hi.
So we'll see you next week.
Bye, guys.